Okay, the boy side, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding Yud Zayin Amud Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Omid. The Gemara begins, Itmar. Abaya Omar Mishmeid Rabchia Bar Rav Chayiv Shtayim. V'chein Omar Rav Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Shvo Omar Rav Huna Chayiv Shtayim. Choda Aknisa V'choda Aprisha. What are we talking about? Talking about a husband that lived together with his wife, and in the middle of living together, she says, my husband, unfortunately, I have bad news, and that is nitmesi. Unfortunately, I feel that blood is coming out, and I am now a nida. What is he supposed to do under those circumstances? What he's supposed to do is try to hold himself back and wait until his aver becomes an aver hames. In other words, not leave when he still has a kishui aver, but try to wait and relax until the aver is an aver hames. Why is that? We will see shortly in the Gemara more details. But in the meantime, says our Gemara, says Abaye, what happens if the person was not kovish his yetzer, and in fact he left miyad? Then he's chayiv. And therefore, says Abaye, this individual is chayiv two chatois, for the two shogegs. Number one, the knisa, the entry, in other words, living with his wife. And number two, the prisha, if he is poresh with an aver chai. And now the Gemara wants to understand, what's the background over here? Why should he be chayiv aknisa l'choira? He's a total onus. And the Gemara will now explain. Hevi bo rabba. B'mai. What is the case? Ilei mebesomach levesta. Are we talking about that her regular vestis kavua was coming up? We will see mitshem shortly on Yudches Amid Beis that there's a din min ha-toira from the Pasuk Vizartem Espinei Yisrael Mitumasam, that when a person's wife is Samach Levesta, as we know, the women typically keep a calendar of when they expect the next cycle to begin. When that time is supposed to begin, then the husband and wife should be poresh from one another, and they should not live together. If the husband, however, decided to live together with her, nevertheless, says the Gemara, he is going to be chayiv, and she will be chayiv a korban chatos on the knisa. And ultimately, if he leaves the kishui aver, he'll be chayiv a chatos on the prisha. Now you're thinking to yourself, after all, he's an honest, he didn't expect that she was going to be poros neither. However, because of the fact that it was samach levesta, again, b'mai, if we're talking about samach levesta, then they should not have been living together. So if you're saying to yourself, then why is this considered to be a shogeg? Why isn't this considered to be amazing? Explains Rashi, and the Gemara will say it a little bit in another line or two, because the husband says to the wife, or at least he thinks to himself, Yucholani live oil. I'm trying to catch in the last moment before she sees her blood, because from that point on there's going to be a separation for approximately 2 weeks, as we know. And so therefore he wants to chaperai in the last moment. And he says to himself, yeah, we can do it quickly before the onset of the nida blood. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. If you look at the Rashi right before the wide lines, Ilei mesumach levesta, she'enei onus al kenisah. So you can't say that he's an onus. The havalei lasuke adaita, he should have thought, shema tireh. Tira, maybe she's going to see blood. Bishas tashmish in the middle. Umi and Mezer they have, but he's not a Mezer. Mezer would be if she actually was a poiris neither. She started seeing neither blood. Here it's a little bit of a bein shmoshes. It's not an oynis havli lasuke adait. It should have occurred to him that there is at least a 5%, 10%, 20%, whatever possibility. However, it's not a Mezer because Lamai says she didn't see neither blood before they lived together. And says Rashi Kasover, Yichalani Livoil for Lifresh Koidim Shatiroi. Koidim Shatira. He said to himself, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do this quick and therefore in and out, and it'll all happen before she actually sees her nida blood. Aha. So back to the Gemara. Habi Barab. B'mai, what's the case? Ilema Samach Levesta, we're talking about it with Samach Levesta at the time that she's expecting to go and see her new cycle. Uberman, what are we talking about? Who is the husband? If he's a Talmud Chacham and he knows about these dinim, I can understand why he should be chayiv a korban chatos on the knisa, because kosava yichalani levoy. He mistakenly thought he'd be able to do it quickly, and unfortunately, disaster struck in the middle. She said, I became nitmesi. Okay, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't a total oinus. It wasn't amazing. Says Rashi, under these circumstances, it'll be a shogeg, and you have to bring a korban chatos. Ela prisha amay l'chayev. If we're talking about that he's poirish with an eiver chai, with a kishi eiver, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he should know from our Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. You got to wait until the eiver cools off, becomes an eiver ames. And if that's the case, amay l'chayev, why should he mechayev a korban chatos? Mezidu. He's amazing, because there is a way of being able to cure this situation in terms of waiting. Wait it out. And so therefore says the Gemara, the Chai is amazing. She only mechayev one carbon chatzas and not two. Elamai, says the Gemara on the top of the Amid, the Iba Amoritza, we're talking about Amoritza, doesn't know all of these halachas. If that's the case, Idi v'idi, ochal shnei zeisi chile behelam echadu. The Chai, it should be a case of one carbon chatzas, because all of this is a helam. Means all of this is Helam. Since he's an Amoritz, he doesn't know that he is supposed to be Poiresh Lifnei at the time of her Samach Levesta. He doesn't know. So that he lived with her, that in itself was a Shogeg. And now, during in the middle of the Bia, when she says Nitmeisi, he doesn't know this halacha of being Poiresh Be'ever Meis, and therefore he figures, let's get out as quickly as possible, so to speak. So the whole thing, both the Knisa and the Prisha, will one Isser Nida, the Helam, where he didn't know the first halacha, he didn't know the last halacha, so therefore it should only be Chayiv, one Karban Chatas, like anybody that doesn't know what he or she is doing, and they eat two Zeitzei Chayiv, the Helam Achad. So the Chayiv, it's not talking about a case of Samach Levesta, but the Elabisha ain't Samach Levesta. It must be talking about a case where, in the middle of her normal, regular life.
Can you read again the Kohen, the Talmid Chacham? Why is it only one and not two? He should be going two. He knows.
So the Gemara, Rashi explained that the first time he thought, Yechalani Livoil, I'll be able to do it quickly before the onset of the actual need of blood. Nowadays, most women are Vesa She'ena Kavua. People don't have that same calendar. They can go and say exactly on this date she is going to go and be Paris Nita. It seems from the times of Chazal that not only did they know which day or which evening this were to occur, but they even knew more or less which hour of the day or hour of the evening. Because we're going to see in Miyat Hashem on the Amid Beis, the Chiyav of being Poiresh Min Ho'isha, that Samach Levesta is an Oina. Oina means the one day period or evening period prior to the time when she's expecting to go and see that blood. So they knew quite precisely. So now our Gemara is telling us is to go and say that he is amazed, you can't say he's amazed because he was hoping to do this and do it quickly before the onset of that Nida period. On the other hand, you can't go and say it's an oinus because he knew that he should be poirish from the Isha. So, therefore, it's somewhere in the twilight zone. It's not an oinus. It's not amazed. Therefore, we call it a shaykik. Therefore, he has to go and bring one carbon chatas. At the end, he should have waited to be poirish with an aver mace. He was foolhardy and he went out with an aver chai. So now he has two chiyuvim. That's why we'd have to go and bring two. So now the Gemara is asking if it's talking about Talmud Chacham. And if it's talking about Samach Levesta, L'choyre, the first act, I agree with you, is Taka Shoyik. He didn't intend, it wasn't amazing. He wasn't an oinus. He knew he should have been more careful. Shoyik. But at the end, there he could have been careful. He could have held himself back and waited until Eivor Hamez, and he didn't. So therefore, that L'choyre is amazing. And amazing, you don't bring a carbon.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's it. Look at the last line. Hela Prisha Mai L'chayv. Why is he chayv a carbon? Mezid who he should have realized, she's now Nitmesi in our Mishnah. This is not a halacha that you have to find somewhere in a second-hand tshuva sefer from recent years. It's the Chamishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mishamishim etahira v'amr loy Nitmesi upirish miyad he's chayiv neshit yosai hanol loy kibiyosai." Don't be poirish miyad. We'll see anymore what the Eitzah is shortly. But in the meantime, Zukti Yomara said, can I be talking about Samach Levesta? Yeah, Levesta ain't Samach Levesta. Second line from the top of the Amid. In other words, totally unexpected. Till now, she had no reason to think that she's blood. Her cycle was one more week in the future. Again, totally. Why should we totally? Aknis is honest. Since it's in the middle of her normal, regular days, let's assume that a woman has a 30-day cycle, more or less. Let's assume 14 days are usually usher to one another because of the 7 days of Nidan and the 7 days of Nikiyam. So you have 14 days, you get 16 days. In the middle of those 16 days, on day number 8, day number 10, they live together, assuming they figured everything is normal, everything is fine. And what craziness in the middle Nebuch of her of the Bia. Nebuch, she says, Nitmesi. She said, and it's never happened to me. So if that's the case, she's a real honest. And he's an honest. She's an anusa. So Zok Timura. So nobody should be chayiv on that one. Knees is honest. Parisha, since we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, by definition, he knows the Mishnah. If she says, Nitmesi, then wait until you have an Eivor Ames. If you go out with an Eivor Chai, with a Kisha Eivor, you're chayiv. It's not a shoyig. This is amazing. She shouldn't be chayiv too. Elamayiv amoretz, chodahudim mechayiv. Aprisha. If you're talking about amoretz, see, he doesn't know about, well, first of all, we're talking about the case was ain't samach levesta. Since ain't samach levesta, we already said by the Talmud Chacham, aknis is honest. So by amoretz, it's also honest. He had no reason to think that there'd be a problem. It's in the middle, smack in the middle of her 16 days of kosher days. Day 8, day 10, no problem. So ibazoi, he should only mechayev one on the prisha. Why is he chayev on the prisha? Because since it's amaret, he never learned mesechta shavuos, or he didn't learn this mishnah, and he doesn't know that it's a din that if she says nitmeisi, wait until you have an eiver meis. He doesn't know. Okay, so he doesn't know. It's a shogig, one carbon. So how do you ever have, according to Abaya and these other mandiamrim, two carbonos?
Why isn't honest potter? Why? I mean, honest is honest shogeg. It feels like they should both be chayv. Why are we saying honest is potter?
Oynis rachmona patri. In all cases of an oynsim, a person is potter. Here it's not a total oynis because over here
it was shomach levesta.
Exactly.
In many cases, if it's not shomach levesta, and the person is an honest.
Then you're off the hook. You're oynis, you're potter. Zokimar harder amar Rava. So Rava says, I have the answer. Since Gemara says Hoda Omer Rava, and we started off heavy Baraba, probably the Girsa should not be Rabba, it should probably be Rava, as you have on the side of Masoreis Hashas. Rava is asking the question, now Hoda Omer Rava, now Rava is answering his own question. Right? Full lines from the bottom of the Yom, it said heavy Baraba, Masoreis Hashas said, the better Girsa is Rava. Anyways, Hoda Omer Rava, li Uylam b'samach levesta, uba Talmud Chacham, we're talking about samach levesta, and it's a Talmud Chacham. Okay, so let's understand this. Since we said Talmud Levesta, but the Talmud Chacham, we said he should be chayiv on the Knisa, but he should not be chayiv a korban on the Prisha. Why shouldn't he be chayiv a korban on the Prisha? Because since he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows he has to wait until he has an Eivor Hames. Hey, he didn't wait, so we said he should be amazed at who. So talk to Gemara, Talmud Chacham lezu, vein Talmud Chacham lezu. He was only a shtickle of Talmud Chacham. He knew that there's a din that you have to be poirish from your wife, samach levesta. I mean, every husband has to know that when he and she have their chosen and kala classes before they get married. That's one of the things that they have to learn. And when you get close to the vest, you better stay away from each other because these things may happen and are perhaps even likely to happen. You got to stay away. So that halach he knew. But the halach of when she says netmesi, then you got to wait for an Abraham S. After all, how often does something like this happen? It's very rare. So he didn't know this halacha that in the middle, if chas v'shalom, something like that happened, what would be the natural human tendency? You're in a problem of iser, you get out as quickly as possible. You don't want chas v'shalom be...
You don't do a shtachavaya, you get out as fast as possible, Kasara.
Robert, you have a question, I see.
I don't understand if Shat, what is the annoy of the Prisha, the Eivor Chai?
Mm-hmm.
It's a frustration on the continent. taking human nature in consideration.
There's no question that it's very frustrating, but getting out and waiting for an Eivor mess, not to do, Rashi and the Mefarshim use the expression Disha, in other words, not to continue moving in and out, but just waiting patiently until the Eivor Meis.
Statically.
Sorry?
Statically.
Statically. Waiting statically for the status quo to eventually pass away. In other words, to do for the Eivor to go from Kishui to non-Kishui. Obviously, this requires a lot of courage on this person's...
Well, when it comes to Isur Nida, the shock, Hasur Sholem,
yes,
could be subject to Isur Nida, automatically it distracts him from the Kishui on the spot.
Okay.
Very shock that...
Apparently this doesn't happen to everyone. An Erlich Yid like you, for sure, this would be as shocking as it could be. Other people may not feel as shocked as you, and therefore they got to wait. And it's a tremendous... They have to be kuyvish the Yetzirah to be able to wait and wait until the Aver is Aver mess, it subsides, the Taiva subsides, and then to move out. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says now, Rob, we're talking about B'samach Levesta. And therefore, he knew the first halacha. Since he knew the first halacha, we said in the Gemara before, then he has to bring... He's not an oynes. He's not a mezid. Remember, we're talking about samach levesta. Samach levesta. Go back to the Amud Beis. Ilem samach levesta. Look at the Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom. She'eni onus al knisasei. The havali lasukia daiti shematir b'shas tashvish. This at least should have come on the radar screen, because after all, with samach levesta, he knows that her calendar says tomorrow night, this morning, last night, whenever it was. So he should have been careful. Amazingly, however, why? Because some of you chalani liver the liverish kodim shetir. He figured we'll do 1, 2, 3. After all, it doesn't take hours. 1, 2, 3. Schnell before the onset of any new nida cycle. So it's not amazing. It's not an oinus. It's called a shaykes. I understand why you have to go and bring a carbon on the knisa. But we ask if it's tamid chacham. Why is he chayv a carbon on the prisha? He is amazing. He should have realized. Wait until you have an Aver maze. Says he, ain't Tamil Chacham Mizu. That halacha he didn't know. He figured, let's go in and out as quickly as possible. When we were younger, I'm not talking about you, when I was younger, if I was 5 or 8 or 10 or something, and then on Shabbos, I by accident turned on the light, what is your immediate reaction when you realize Shabbos? Immediately turn it off. That doesn't help anything. Now you have a second problem of turning it on and turning it off. But that's human nature, that if you're involved in Chas HaShom, such a problem. Oh, yeah, turn the light on, turn the light off immediately. Of course, that doesn't help. It only makes things worse. See, here too, what's the natural tendency? He's not a Talmud Chacham of the dinner prisha. Oh, exit, let's get out, kinder arose. That's what the natural tendency is. So therefore, you have to have now 2 shoy gigs, both on the Knesset and on the Prisha. You have to bring 2 chatois. Omer Rava, Utravayu Tenenu. And Rava says, I in fact have 2 Mishnayas, which are the source for these halachas. Knesset Tenina, Uprisha Tenina. Where? Prisha Tenina, that's our Mishnah that we've been quoting the whole time. Tiktani, Hoy Mishamish Imatahira, the Omer Loinet Mesi. Upiresh Miyad, you should have waited. And he was Purish Miyad, Chayiv. He's chayiv for being Purish Miyan, and if he was an Amma Oretz, he didn't know this halacha, he'd be chayiv to bring a korban chatas. If in fact he's a Talmud Chacham and he knows the halacha, and he knows you're not supposed to be Purish with Eivor Chai, then unfortunately he's amazed, and the korban will not help him. Rather, he's going to have to go and clap al chayt 150 Malkus times. If, well, you'd only get Malkus if you have a hasra of 2 Edom standing around, which is highly unlikely under these circumstances, right? Normally you don't have Edom standing around when she says to her husband, that Macy, Edom, come on in, tell my husband you better go, let me get the hasra. There was no hasra. So there was no, there wouldn't be any Malkus. But theoretically, there would be. Good. Okay. So now we have a Beferish Mishnah about the din of Prisha. You did a Bishogeg. You were Poyrish be'Eivor Chai, you didn't know the halacha, Chai, you have to go and bring a korban for that. Now, what about Knisa Tanina? Vishtei Knisa. Nimtza al Shaloi Tmein b'chayovim be'korban. What is this referring to? Nimtza Shaloi means that the husband and wife finished their beer. She went and took what the Gemara calls an eid kinuach, that means some sort of rag, shmat, the towel, whatever, for her cleanup. And he also took some sort of rag or towel, whatever, for his cleanup. Now, we don't know yet what the din of Nimtza al Shaloi is. We're going to talk about that momentarily. But what about Nimtza al Shaloi? He afterwards goes to clean up, and then he looks at the cloth that he used, and he says, uh-oh, it's all red. How'd it get red? I never had something like that before. It's wet, but it's not red. Oy, oy, oy. I don't have any maka down below. It must mean that Chas Shalom, she was Poyris Nida in the middle. We didn't even realize it. Nimtzav Shaloi. The Loshon Nimtzav Shaloi sounds like post-Prisha, when now they're both wiping up, so to speak. So Nimtzav Shaloi, if he finds on his Bedika cloth that there happens to be some blood, then Tameim, both of them are Tamei, because the assumption is that the blood came from her. Again, of course, if he has some sort of wound down below, it's a different story. But under normal circumstances, where the man is totally normal, no wounds, no cuts, no nothing, where would this blood come from? It comes from her. So both of them are Tameim. And because they didn't realize it prior to the Bia, they only realized it after the Bia, V'chayovim b'korban, both of them have to go and bring a carpet. So the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about a situation? It's close to her period time. Va'aknisa, and we're talking about that he was koinisar. He shouldn't have, because it's close to it. Vizartim espenei yisomi tamasam. The Gemara is going to say on the Amid Beis, when it's samach levesta, be poresh, don't go and live together. But he figured, yichalani, we can do it quickly before anything happens. No. But unfortunately, she became Tamei. He didn't even realize it. She didn't realize it until the Achra Maisa. So then, my lab is some of the best about Knesa. So what would be the reason why they're both Chayiv a carbon on the Knesa? Oh, so therefore, says Rav, I have a raya both from our Mishnah on the Prisha and a raya from that other Mishnah, Mesechus Nida, Legabe Hilchois Knesa.
That was some of the best.
We're talking about some of the best. That's what Nimar is saying.
She's only chayiv one, though, in all cases. Does she have any...
Whatever chayiv he has, she has, assuming that their level of understanding is the same. In other words, they're both Amaratz and they're both Amaratz.
Why was she on the Prisha? She didn't do anything. She's karkolam.
You're talking about Prisha?
Yeah, on the Prisha. Why is she chayiv on the Prisha?
That you have a good point. That you have a good point. L'chayiv, then, if she told him, or even if she didn't, l'chayiv, she would be part. Yeah, l'chayiv, you're right. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. Omle Rav Adam bar Mas l'Rav. So it says Rav Adam bar Masna. That's got to be the Prisha. That's the Befeirish Mishnah. There's no question about it. Amazing Prisha Meyad. Chayiv, no question. You're 100% right. However, the Gabi, the Knesa case, lo'ilam eimalach b'shaloisa mechlevesta. Maybe the second Mishnah that we just quoted, Nimtzal Shaloi, is not talking about samachlevesta, and we're talking about on the Knesa. Maybe it's b'shaloisa mechlevesta v'aprisha. And we're talking about that he was poresh prematurely without waiting for the Misasa Aver. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Nimtzal Shaloi. The Gemara is going to say in a moment that the words Nimtzal Shaloi suggest otherwise. Because the whole din of Prisha we're saying is that Bishas the Bia, she says, Nitmeisi, and Pirish Miyad. If that's the case, it wouldn't be Nimtzal Shaloi. He only found out about it, Liachara Maisa. He found out about it, Bishas. She told him on the spot, Mr. Husband, unfortunately, we got a problem over here. So it wouldn't be a Nimtzal Shaloi. Everyone's going to ask that in a moment. But in the meantime, Rav Adam bar Masna says to Rav, this is talking about, it's not Samach Levesta. We said over here that you're chayv aprisha. What did they chayv in the prisha? Then he went and left prematurely. And that's the reason why chayv a kart. Frank Timar v'chitema, prisha lomali, if you're going to go and tell me, why do I have to have a second Mishnah on prisha? Hatonale, we already have our Mishnah on prisha. Ho itzrich lashminan, nimtza al shaloh, temeim, besafek, upeturim min akar bin. The reason why we included this Nimtzal Shaloi, because that Mishnah prior, in the ratio of that Mishnah, it talks about Nimtzal Shaloi. What's the din of Nimtzal Shaloi? Now there's already a difference, Legabi, the wife, from the husband. If she is cleaning up after the Maisabia, if it's what the Gemara calls Oisyoim, which means instantaneously, right after the Bia, she gets off the bed, she goes to the bathroom, whatever, to clean up, and she says, uh-oh, I see blood over here. Ay, 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 ay. So then we have the din that they happen to both be tamei mitzad vadai, and both have to go and bring a carbon. Because since it happened, take her from miyad right after she comes off the bed and she cleaned herself, then we say that must have been there already, bishas bia. However, if it's anything other than instantaneous, in other words, she stayed on the bed for another half a minute to rest up, whatever, and only after that she goes down and she takes her kinuach cloth to clean her up, and she finds blood then, well, maybe the blood only came on post-bia. So it depends on whether you find it on the moment, on the spot, instantaneously, or whether it's some time in between the Bia and the time that she found it. So this Mishnah over here is talking about the second part. Nimsa Shalah, if she found it on her Eid Kinuach, on her cloth, not immediately, but no, the Acher Zman, exactly what the time period is, the interval, Mitch, when we get to Mesechus Nida, we'll learn that in more detail. But the point is, Nimsa Shalah, it wasn't. Take it from Yad, it was a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes later, whatever. Then Tamei Mesafik, both of them are Tamei Mitzat Safik. He may not be Tamei at all, because maybe Bishas Masa, she didn't see any blood yet. Pturim and a carbon, and therefore they're both Pturim and a carbon, because maybe Bishas Maisa, he was clean, she was clean, everything was fine, it was only a minute later. Perhaps as a result of the sensation of the Bia, maybe that brought the blood on, but only post Bia, after the Bia was already over. So therefore they're both Pturim and a carbon. And then on that, you can't just leave in the middle of the halach over here. I threw in also nimtza shaloi, tanam nimtza shaloi. That what did we say nimtza shaloi? That there already makes no difference whether it's take it from miyat or whether it's 5 minutes later. If afterwards he goes and cleans himself and he sees on the kinuach, it's a bloody mess, then it makes no difference when he saw it. It's obviously not from him. He had no wound. It must have been from her. Now, how did he get it? It wasn't post-Bia. If it's post-Bia, then... was Bishas-Bia. So that's the reason why we bring it, only to kind of to complete the circle, the whole halacha of here. Nimsa shalom. But the Maisa says, Ravada, it could be we're talking about not on Hilchis Knisa, but Hilchis Prisha, and therefore when Rav says, I have a Befeirish Mishnah, Lagabi Knisa, maybe he's wrong. Maybe we're talking about on the Prisha. Why was it repeated? Because... since we're talking about the Shulah, Tanam Ninzal Shulai. Omli Ravina Ravada. No. You cannot say that Pshat, that this Mishnah is only repeating the halacha of Prisha. Mi Matzis Lukmalahi, Mishaloi Samach Levesta, Va Prisha, the way you're trying to interpret this Pasik. Va Nimtza Ktani, like we said before, Va Nimtza Labasar Hachi Mashma. The whole case pattern, the whole scenario of Prisha is that Bishas Maisa, whilst they're in the middle, she says, oi, 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 nit Maisi. And he was poidish be'ever hachai when he should have waited. That would be appropriate for our Mishnah. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Maisi, and it was poidish. But to go and tell me, nimtza shaloi la'achra masa, he found on his kinuach that there was blood, that already undercuts this whole argument that the scenario is talking about the Gabi Hilchas Prisha. Because Prisha by definition means that he knew that she is a Nida, and he's Poirish be'ever achai. Right? That's the whole Isser, that's the whole Chatzis that we're talking about over here. And if you're telling me he only found out about Lachar Masa, so that has nothing to do with Prisha, that doesn't make any sense.
You might close the door when you go, please.
Yeah, kindly close the door behind you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The nimsa lebahar basar hachi masha. The nimsa means the basar hachi. It's a therefore via prisha meikara ki parishla. The second meikara lechayr is unnecessary. Via prisha meikara ka parishle havi lidia. Already meikara whilst he's being parish, he has idea. Not the achra masa. Already bishas masa when he's being parish, havi lidia. So lechayr says the Gemara, so he doesn't understand English that well.
Shkoyach. Thank you.
Okay, so this is what Ravina said to Rav Ada, that L'choira, your pshat, so my prisha, just doesn't make sense. Amalei Rava, so now Rava, to reinforce what Ravina said, says to Rav Ada, Tzayis Maitakam Rabach, listen to what your Rebbe just said, and in fact, we're not talking about prisha, we're talking about Knisa, and of course, Rava L'shitasi, that Rava said at the top, that I have two Mishnayos, one for Prisha, one for Knesa, and that Mishnah, that second Mishnah we're talking about is the Knesa Mishnah. Don't tell me it's a Prisha Mishnah, because it says, Nimtza Shaloi, which means Le'achramas. So now, Rava responds to Rava, and he says, Heichi Motzis, or on the side it says, Heichi Otzis, how can I possibly listen to that Pshat? Tisanya Allah, there's a brisa on that Mishnah that says, Zui mitzvah seishem enidah shechayav en aleha. This is a mitzvah essay. In other words, it's a positive commandment. What exactly mitzvah essay? Lois essay, we'll talk about on the Amid base. But this is a mitzvah seishem enidah shechayav en aleha. Ah, if that's what it says in the brisa, we must be talking about Prisha. Because Prisha means, we're telling a mitzvah say, Mister, wait, do not come out with a kishi aver. Wait until it's aver a mess, and then come out. So that would be an affirmative statement, mitzvah say, wait and hold off. However, the Misa, if you're going to tell me you're talking about Knisa, and we're talking about it's Samach Levesta, it's not a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah loisaseh. Don't live with the woman if it's Samach Levesta. Don't be a nar. Don't think you're an oibachucham, you'll be able to do a 1, 2, 3 before that. Stay away. So that's a loisaseh. So you see from the Lashon HaBraisa, L'chaira, like me, that we're talking about the mitzvah asay, so to speak, of the Parisha, and not the loisaseh of the Knesa, and therefore I have a right to be. Amalei, Sarava responded, Ita Nisa, if that's how you learn the Braisa, Chaser Utni Hochi. What you have to do is make a Chsuri Mechsura, and you have to add a few words. And the Braisa begins, not like you began the Braisa, Zui Mitzvah Saseh Shemenida, but rather, the Mishnah that we were talking about, the Nimtza Al Shaloi Liach Ramasa Zui Mitzvah Loi Saseh Shemenida, because we're talking about Knisa, and not by Prisha, and therefore they should not have lived together. And Zui mitzvah loisase shemanida shechayav and aleha, period, full stop. And now hayim mishamish imatayira. However, what happens in the prisha situation? What is mishamish imatayira? The amra loy, and she said to him, nitmesi. Unfortunately, became tummy. Just pull it hard. Just pull it hard. You don't have to be nervous. And he came out immediately. Chayiv, why is that chayiv? Zuhi mitzvah say shemanid. Oh, so that's the zuhi mitzvah. I agree with you, says Rava, if that's what it says in your Braisa, zuhi mitzvah say shemanid. But that's already case number two. Case number one of the Braisa is going back on the Mishnah, and it's saying zuhi mitzvah loy says shemanid, because we're talking about Kenisa. We're not talking about Prisha. On your case of Prisha, that's where the Braisa continues on. So he misses Loisa Shibani. Okay. Now that we've gone through this somewhat labored discussion back and forth, Amar Mar, Pirish Miyad is Chayiv, Frey Timor Hechiyovit. What should a person do? This is, you know, a terrible, terrible situation. Well, how can he control himself? Amar Avuna Mishmei Derova, Noyetz Eset Tziponav Bekarka Ad Shiyomis. What he's got to do is he's got to dig in, so to speak, with his nails into the ground. Not necessarily literally, but it means he's got to go and wait it out until...
Joseph by Potiphar's wife.
Exactly, until it finally settles. The Aver is an Aver Emes. Shifi Rashi says about 5 lines from the bottom, Noyet Tziponav, Kloimer Yamid Atzmoy B'lei Disha. He should stop going in and out like normal beer.
Frozen.
Frozen, yeah. Static. Achiyomus Aver, until the Aver finally goes and finally Aver a mess. The Toivia says him, but Toivia is a Drashibi Ashrav. Oh, the Menchel Zan gebenched. Kalimaziha Toiva Loi. This is the way to avoid any potential Isurim, both Pemezid, where Chas Hashem there's no Kapara, unless you get a Koris, Chas Hashem, etc. Unless you do a lot of tshuva, or bishoyig, where you'd have to go and bring a carton. That's the best. Hold yourself in and have an Aver Emes.
It was something he would not ever want to do.
He would not ever want to do. Exactly right. Omer Rav.
Digging fingernails in suggests something else, too.
Okay. Fine.
It's like, when you're digging, you put your nails into the ground or to the bed, whatever it is. You're removing your weight from the
You're removing
the physical contact.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Beautiful. You have to be an acrobat also. But anyway, let's continue on.
Akida,
yeah. Omer, we know what happened to the person that did Akida. And we're not kidding about it. Okay. Omer Rava, Zoi Semeres, based on the entire discussion from the first minute until this moment, where we keep on saying, make sure you're poirish with an Aver HaMes, I see from this, HaMeshamish, Meis Baroyis is Potter. What happens if a person went back to Parshas Achri Mois Kedoshim, and he chose one of the Aroyis, his sister, his aunt, whatever, and he lived, however, Kadosh Baruch Hu Machtash Tikkun Nes, and the Aver was an Aver HaMes. It wasn't with Kishi Aver, it was a Meshamish, Meis Baroyis, you're Potter. What's the Rai that you're Potter? Tisolgadai, the Chayiv, be Chayiv. Hochamai time a Potter. Why are we saying over here, if the person waits it out until it becomes an Aver HaMes, then he's Potter from any carbon? Mishum the Onesu. He's an Ones, right? It wasn't his fault. He didn't expect it. So Dimor I Onesu, Kipirish Miyad Nami Nifter Ones Onesu. Even if he comes out immediately, isn't he also an Ones? He didn't expect that this was going to occur, that she's going to go and say Nitmesi in the middle of Bishas Masa, Gizantai. I see from this that Meis, Meshamish Meis Barois, is fundamentally different between Meshamish Mace or Mishamish Chai, Mishamish Midroy is Potter, and that's why, if you wait it out, that's why you're Potter. But if you don't wait it out, then unfortunately you're doing it b'mezid. That's why he's saying, oh, Mishum de Onusu, I Onusu, Frank Timori, Onusu, Kipirish Miyam Naminifter, Onusu. Says the Timor, the Choira, then he would also be nice. Zomali Abaye, Elohim Emeloch, Hamishamish Mizbar Royis is Chai. I disagree, Rava. Hamishamish Mizbar Royis is Taka Chai. Why is it Potter over here? Why are we saying that after all he's coming out the Eivra Mess? Eivra Mess, you're saying Baroi is Chayiv. So you'd be Chayiv now Nida because it's also an Erva living with a Nida. So why do you say that it's Potter? Because he's an Oinus. He didn't expect it. Why, if he's Purish Miyad, why would be Chayiv? There's also an Oinus. That was the Svar of Rava, right? Let's go over the Svar of Rav again quickly. Why would it be Potter over here if you're telling me Shav Shmeis is Chayv? Why are you saying over here, wait until Noyet Tziponov and it's Meis and you're Potter? You say Mishum the Onesu. He Onesu, if he's an Ones, Kipirish Miyan Nami Nifter Onesu. Then say the same thing. Don't wait until you have an Abraham Mess. Even if it's an Abraham Chai, you should go and say he's Potter because it's Ones. The fact that you're differentiating between one and the other is a simon that Mishamish Meis Baroyis is Taka Potter. That's why wait it out. So it's not just a case of Onus. Now he's Potter because it's a Mishamish mess. Mashain Kain, if he didn't wait it out, it's Mishamish with Eber Chai, that's why you're Chai. So L'choyra B'shtarka Raya Mishamish Meis is Potter. Amalei Bain Nishkaraya. Could be a Mishamish Meis Baroyis is Chai. V'ocha my time is Potter. Why? Mishim the Onus, like we said. I go to Amish, you said, Ki Parish Miyad. My chayv, so why if he's Purish Miyad Yechayv? After all, that's also an oinus, said Rava. He should have had the least amount of anor in his withdrawal in exiting, as opposed to leaving Bekishu Ever, where he has the same anor like the entry when he's coming out.
And then the onus wouldn't be on him.
The onus would not be on him. Good. And there would not be an oinus, and therefore that would be, if you will, Karv Lemezid. If he knows the halacha, and he knows he's supposed to be poirish, the hanor mu'etes, and he's poirish b'hanor meruba, that's why he would talk a bichayv. So therefore, Abai fundamentally disagrees, and he holds Mishamish Meis Baroyis is chayv. In Cain, if that's the case, matzinu arucha uktsara benida v'anan b'mikdash tanan. What does the Gemara mean? Remember when we learned the mikdash yesterday, what happens if the person became tummy in the base of mikdash? So the Gemara said, he should run out as quickly as possible on the Derech Ketzara, not on the Derech Arucha. Now you're going to tell me, Rava said, even if it's Ukitz Mitzad or Okiv Mitzad, Gudel, Maskim. But you have to go out on the Ketzara. As long as you went down the Ketzara, you're Potter. If you went out on the Arucha, you're Chayv. Shall we, you'll do us
sure,
a kind
of course,
favor.
Of course.
Thank you. Sorry for the Mesiris Nefesh over here.
No, it's just... Thank you.
Thank you. Shkoyach. Beautiful. Fine. So good, it's good. That's enough. Enough time. Don't turn it back on.
Leave. You want to lower the heat.
Yes, of course. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. I understand. I knew that you'd find a connection. Yeah, okay. So let's continue on. Anyway, so by Mikdash, we had that same halacha, but in reverse. What do we say by the Mikdash? If you go out there, harucha, then you're nailed. You're chayv. If you go out biktara, then you're potter. Here's the other way around. Here we're talking about leaving Ba'arucha, then you're Patur, because you waited it out. If you do B'tara, you go Purish Miyad, then you're going to be Mirchayv. So why don't we say the same thing in our Mishnah, the Gabi, the case of the Nida, be Purish Ba'arucha, and then you'll be Patur. Be Purish B'tara, and you'll be Chayev. I'll tell you why we didn't put it in. Mishnah Dali Domi. Arucha dahacha ktsara dahasam, varucha dahasam ktsara dahacha. What the Gemara means to say, says Rashi, is I'm concerned about mass confusion. If I'm going to write in the Mishnah that arucha yirchayv, ktsara yirpater, and then I'm going to write arucha yirpater and ktsara yirchayv, I might switch it and make a mistake between the case of the bia b'mikdash and the bia with his wife, and so therefore not to have these problems, that's why I left out the arucha uktsara. Abaye just got finished saying we're talking about that he's onus, and that's the reason why if he's poirish be'ever hames, then he's okay, because then he's poydish with minimum amount of hanor. But if it's an eivor chai, then we got a problem because we have maximum hanor. But be'emesin hamishamish be'eivor mes says abaya your chayiv. The only reason why over here we're saying be poydish be'eivor a mes is potter because he's an oinus. But if you're mishamish be'eivor a mes, you're a chayiv. You're considered to be amazed. Rabbi, honestly, you're telling me Rabbi, in our cases, an honest. So going back to the discussion about Samach Levesta, it must be that it's ain't a Samach Levesta, because a Samach Levesta doesn't nishkan oinus. They shouldn't have been living together in the first place. Back when we started the Gemara today, Itmar Abaye Omar Chayiv Shtayim. And remember, we went back and forth, Talmud Chochem and Tanam Oretz. And how did we conclude? Omar Ravitz talking about a Talmud Chochem, but Talmud Chochem Lezeh, Voloi Talmud Chochem Lezeh. And that's why Alma Mesamach Levesta Skinan, we're talking about the Jesamach Levesta. And the reason why it's Chayiv Shtayim is on the Knesset portion, he shouldn't have lived with her in the first place. He knew it was Samach Levesta. But it's not amazing because so he thought Yechalani live on 1, 2, 3 before the onset of the period. Unfortunately, he made a big boo-boo, but it's not amazing because he thought 1, 2, 3 at Gebet. So Nishkan Oyin, Nishkan Mezid, there was a Shoigig, Yechayiv Eintz. And if he's a Tamar Chochem, and if he leaves the precious Aver with an Aver Achai, then he's Chayiv Shtayim. Ah, so it's Tumas Samach Levesta Skinan. But you just said now, Abayi said in the Omer Aleph, it's an onus who. Why is an oinus? Because he didn't expect this whole situation. It's talking about Samach Levesta, Sinishkan oinus. He knew, we're not talking about the Knesset part, we're now talking about the Prisha part. It's not only foreseeable, but after it actually happened, Mister, you made a big, big boo-boo over here. Okay, so Mamela, on the first part, since he thought Yechalani, Potter mit Achatas. But how are you going to say that he's Potter mit Eivor Hameis? Even with Eivor Hameis, he should be Chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because he should have expected it was a Samach Levesta skinan. And yet Abaye says that you only have to bring two chatois, which means it's a shoigig, even on the Samach Levesta situation. Everything what kitma de Abaye be alma itmar. Ah, what the Gemara is saying is, we have two Abayes. One is going on the Mishnah, and one's talking about the alma. Meaning, the case of our Mishnah where it says that if he's poidish pe'ever hames, he's potter. How could that be? Abaye normally holds Hamishamish be'ever hames is chayiv. Hamishamish be'ever hames ba'aroyis is chayiv. What does it help that he comes out be'ever hames? Why are we saying he's potter? Ah, says Abaye, because Hamishah is talking about onesu. Onesu must be talking about it's not samach levesta, because samach levesta is nishkan oines. He should have realized it's foreseeable, as you said. What did Abaye say before? That you're chayiv shtayim? That's not on our Mishnah. That was a separate memra. That's talking about Taka Samach Levesta. Samach Levesta. Then you're talking Bichai both on the front end and on the back end, both on the Knesset and the Prisha, but that's not the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is the Einus Samach Levesta Tanan, and that's the reason why we had the Halach of the Mishnah that you'd be Matam. Okay. From here to the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara is going to go through the Limudim, and therefore it's much simpler. We're finding now the Mekoyrois for these Halachas. Boimene Rabbi Yonison ben Yoisi ben Lakunya. Reb Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya. Apparently, Reb Yoinasin and Reb Shimon were brothers. This is Reb Yoinasin, the son of Yosi ben Lekunya. And this is Reb Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya. So Reb Yoinasin is asking his brother, Reb Shimon, Asor l'boil nida minayin min ha-toira. Where's in Asor that you have to go and be careful not to be boiled a nida? So now the question on the surface sounds almost like amaratzis. What do you mean? That's in Parshas Achrei Mois Kedoshim. Vel Isha benidas to Masa leisikra legalis revasa. Even your own wife, if she happens to be a nida, stay away. So he's asking us, Horla boil nida minayim in a Torah. Shoku kola, the brother got perhaps on a jocular way. He took a clump of earth and pasik bay, and he threw it to the ground, as if to say, in Mantaira Brida, this is the worm pshutim. If you know Breishis Bara Lakim, and if you were listening to the laning 2 weeks ago, you heard. As her the boy nida, then isha benidas to masa leisikra legalis revasa. Well, you understand the fetish.
There's an onish in Azach. Usually we say that's the onish asara minayin.
He's talking about the asara.
Okay, so where's and the onish is?
That's separate. Is okay. The question as her the boy nida minayin. Where does it say that? Well, isha benidas to masa leisikra legalis revasa. Stay away. That's in Parshas Achrei Mois. If you want to know where the where you have the Oynish, and that's in Parshas. Kedoshim, and there it says Venichrasa. If you remember, the Gemara said, why did it say Venichrasa by Nida? They had a Machloikis. Rav Yitzchak said that the reason why it says Kares by Nida is to go and tell you only Kares and not Malkis. Not like the Mishnah we had in Masechtes Makis. Okay, anyway, beginning back to Agmar. What do the others learn? The others learn that it says the din of Kares by Nida to go and tell you that I'll call Isha the Isha, the separate ones.
I would go for Machlok and
everything. Exactly. And also the Halacha of the Chalik, that you, even though it says at the end, Kholesh Yas, Mikolet Avis El Venichris, I might think you only get Chorus if you're a Machman, you do all of these things together. Come to tell you the Chalik on each one individually. Exactly. That's back in Mesechtes Makis. Beginning back to our Gemara. Now, so the Gemara says now, the Lichrin, oh, they sick of God, so far. Elas horle mishamish imatohira va'omer leinit meisi to leinifrish miyad minolan. Says now Reb Yoinasin to Reb Shimon. I'm glad that you think I'm a grub amuret. Of course I know the pusik. My question was not as horle boilnida. My question was the mishamish imatohira va'omer leinit meisi. In the middle, she says, I'm tame. How do I know to leinifrish miyad minolan? How do you know that you're not supposed to be parish miyad? You're supposed to wait for an aver ha mess. Amar Chizkiya Makrovash in Pasik, Usehi Nidosa Olav. Vushtait in the Pasik is Nidosa Olav. If you look at number 2, Torah Shalom, Vimshachav Yishkav Ish Oisa Usehi Nidosa Olav, Vitami Shivas Yom. If a person lives with his wife and it turns out that she was a Nida, not only do we have the repercussions of potential Kores or potential bringing a carbon, but he's also Tummy just like her, just like she is Tummy for Shivas Yomim, he's going to be Tummy for Shivas Yom. Aha. Why does the Torah use the expression of Sahi Nidasa Olav? That Philip Bishas Nidasa Tehei Olav. That even Bishas Bia, where she discovers it, Nitmeisi, Tehei Olav, stay static and don't be British. Normally, you have a Nida, stay away. Stay away a mile. You don't want to Chas V'Shalom get any problems. Here, Sahi Nidasa Olav, they can continue. Why they continue? Because we're waiting until he's Noyet Tziporn of Bekarka, and as a result, then there'll be the Ava will be an Ava mess. Oh, so that's the din. Don't lay nifresh miyad. Seen it also love. Leave the two static the way they were until you have an Ava mess. So Timura, this usihini dosa olav, that's a lotion of an asay. Usihini dosa olav, ashkan asay. Loi sesam inolan. Where do we have a loi sesam? Because that's how we asked him. Yes, as hora le boil nida minay minatar. Go and give me a loi sesam. Omra papa makra, the same pasuk we had. Of Leisikrav Legali Servosa. Leisikrav Nami Leisifreshu. The word Leisikrav can also mean don't be Poirish Miyat. Tehsivik said in the Pasuk, Oimim Krav Elecha Al Tigash Bi Ki Girashticha. What is this? What are we talking about? This is a Pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Pasuk says Rashi is talking about Leitsone Hador, people that are mocking the Novi. And they're saying to the Novi, Krav Elecha. Go and draw yourself close to yourself. In other words, don't get close to us, get close to yourself. Al tigashbi, don't get even close to us. Ki gerashticha, if you're going to touch us, you're going to become tamei, because we are not kroise kedosh. The word kidashticha is like leisia kodesh from Yisrael. It doesn't mean kedusha, it means over here, tumah. So if they say, Omer lecha, we say to the Navi, stay away from us, stay close to yourself. Al tigashbi, don't come close to me and don't touch me. Kidashticha, you're going to become tamei as a result. Ah, so therefore, getting back to the other pasuk, Valisha Nidas Tumasa Loisikra, don't automatically try to become Korev, close to yourself, by being Poirish Miyad, but rather stay with your wife for the extra few seconds as long as is necessary until you have an Aver Mess, and then leave. So therefore, the word Loisikrav means Loisifroish. Don't normally say Sikrav means you come close to somebody else. Here we're interpreting Loisikrav, don't get close to yourself. Don't say, no, I want to get out of here as quickly as possible. Let me be on my own. No, no, no. Stay with your wife as long as is necessary until you have the Aver Mess. Tanraban. Now we're getting to the din of being Poirish Samach Leves. Tanraban Vizartim is May Yisomi to Mosom. The word Vizartim is like from Lushan the Zirus, which means be Poirish, stay away. Like we say, what does it say by the Nozir? He gets close to the Kerem, Schor Schor. Don't get close to the camp. So we tell Klal Yisrael, stay away from Tumah. Not only don't become Tumah, stay away. When they know that the vest is going to happen soon, be punished. The Kama, what's the Shir? a meraba, it's on a meraba, it's oina, one oina. One oina means a 12-hour period. Either a day or a night. Amr b'yechel mishum reb shimon yichay. Kosh eina poirish mei ishtei samach levesta. If he's not poirish, afil havin leibonim ki b'nei aharoin, even if he has beautiful children like the children of Aharon HaKohen, meisim chas hashom, the children will pass away prematurely. Tachsib. And then the next pasuk, Adav Benidasa, and that's at the end of Parshiyos, Tazri Metzayra, and the next pasuk right after that, B'samachlei, Achri Mois B'nei Aharon. How do these two psukim come together? What's the smichus of the psukim? If you're not careful of Vizartas B'nei Yisrael, what type of Vizartas B'nei Yisrael? Adav Benidasa L'gab Inyonei Nida, you're not careful to be poirish Samach Levesta, then Chas Hashom, that could lead to Achri Mois, like the children of Aharon HaKohen. Amr b'chiya barav, amr b'yechon, kol ha'poyish me'ishtei samach levesta, havi lo'i bonim schorim. Now we're telling you the reward that a person is poyish me'ishtei, the way he's supposed to be, then he's going to have bonim schorim. How do I know this? If l'havdu b'in atom evin ator, v'samach le'i isha ki sazriya v'yolda zohar. At the end of Parsha Shmini, when we're talking about being mavlu bin atom bin ator, Parsha Pesha, we're talking about
animals
which are kosher, non-kosher animals, etc. If you shechted it properly, didn't shecht it properly, then they were trade for whatever. But somewhere right after that it says, Ishiki says, we have the oldest achar. So if you're mavdul bin atom bin ator, meaning you're poidish me ishri samach levest, then you're going to be zoicha to zacharim to a zachar. Now, what does that mean that you're zoicha to a zachar? It sounds like, and not to an akeva. So it sounds like, So, you know, for those, they'd be very, feminists would be very upset. Well, what's a chiddush about zachar? But we have a number of gemaras like that, and the Mefarshim explain, zachar and akeva doesn't necessarily only mean male and female. It could also mean in terms of leadership. As you know, an army has 10,000 troops, but they only have one general. Why? Because you have the one general is the Groys Sechochem, and the others are the followers. So the Zohar, by definition, is the Mashpia. He's the one that's Mazria. The Nekeva, by definition, she's the Mekabelis. She's the Mekabel. So a reference to Zohar doesn't necessarily mean to male. It could mean that you're going to have children who are going to be leaders. Will be Zohar, will have a leadership. They'll be Mashpiyim on others. Mashenken, you don't want to have a Nekeva, a person who just, yo, and who's just a Mekabel. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Reb Shimon Levi Omer, Havin Leibonim Ru'uyim Lahiro. If he has children, if this person is makbid to be poidish mi ishtoi samach levesta, he's going to have children not only zchorim but ruin leiro to be able to be poskim. Tachsim says in the pasuk lehavdil bein atom evin atar, and the next pasuk says ulahoyreis es bnei Yisrael. If you look at number 9, he brings both psukim, they're back to back. Lehavdil bein akosh bein achol bein atom evin atar ulahoyreis es bnei Yisrael eiskol achukim ashadib Hashem aleihem. Biyad Moshe, and then the next parasha begins. Isha kisas ria v'yolda zochar. So therefore, that's the that not only b'lahavda but also l'hayris. Amr chiyah baraba, Amr b'yechanan kol amavdal alayayim to isha basayis. A person who's careful to be mavdal on wine every matzah Shabbos. Havi lo yibanim zcharim is going to be zochar banim zcharim tachziv l'havdal bein hakodesh uvein hachoil. Uksivasim lehavdu bin atomi uvein hator v'samachle isha kisas riyah v'yolda zochar. So therefore, if you're mavdil bin a kodesh bin a chol min Shabbos and you're makbid dafka on wine, v'samachle isha kisas riyah. Now the question is, vos epis? What does wine have to do with zochar and the keva? You're mavdil. After all, we know you can be mavdil and chamar medina, which means you can go and use beer. Some people can even use schnapps. I think most people do it wine, but you don't have to. So what's the special mala mavdal yain? So the Ben Yoyoda says something fascinating. He says if you take the gematria of the word zohar, zayin chof reish, zayin is 7, chof is 27, reish is 2. That's 227, right?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Will you remember that, 227?
Yeah.
But we're not finished yet. That's zohar. What's the gematria of nekeva? The keva is nun and kuf is 150, and then vez and hay is 7, is 157. So what, how much was zohar?
227.
How much in the keva? 157. What's the, if you subtract 227, 70. What's the gematria of the word yayin? Yud nun? 70. Yud nun, 70. As we said, Ben Yoyoda, therefore, if you're makbedavka ali yayin, that will be the zohar over than the keva, that difference of the 70.
She lives so long.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's not only 70 till 157. Yeah, okay. Like we said before, if a person is makbet to me, mavdil ale yayin, the next pasuk says, ulahayrois, that's the two psukim back to back in number 9, lahavdil ben akoj ben achol, ulahayrois ben Israel, so not only is going to be zoicha to schorim, he's going to be zoicha miyat Hashem to poiskim, to pali hayra. Omer given by Yafis Omer Abluza Kol Mekadosh Esatz Mishas Tashmish Avli Bonim Schon. Person Mekadosh Esatz. What means Mekadosh Esatz? Rashi he doreth derech tznius. He's careful that the lights should be dimmed and things like that. Avli Bonim Schon. Shnema v'iskadish v'yisim kedoshim. Samachlei ishe kizazria. Then the older zocher be metshem zoyche. It's a good to schorim. Leaders mashpiim in Klal Yisrael. We'll stop over here. Aboyisai metshem to be continued tomorrow.